Good phrases. A chronic problem. Traffic congestion has become a chronic problem and caused damage to London's economy.
Tackle. Address.
City dwellers, urban residents.
Commute to work. BBC. Over 24 million people commute to work each day in England and Wales.
Leisure activities.
People's income levels.
Maintenance costs.
The expansion of cities and towns.
Reliable and efficient. Guardian. Overall, public transport services in Manchester are reliable and efficient.
Improve public transport services.
Reduce people's dependence on their cars.
Improve and expand the urban road system.
Real-time traffic information.
Be delivered to.
Avoid areas with a high volume of traffic.
In most cities and towns, the volume of traffic is high, and this has become a problem. What are the causes of the high volume of traffic? What measures should be taken to solve the problem? Report. Causes. Solutions.
Heavy traffic has become a chronic problem in many cities and towns. There are several causes of this problem, and measures need to be taken to tackle it. The main cause of this problem is that the population in most cities and towns has been increasing rapidly. This means that there are more city dwellers who need cars to commute to work or for leisure activities, such as shopping and visiting friends. Also, people's income levels have been rising, especially in cities and towns. Therefore, more urban families can afford a car and the maintenance costs. Another cause is that more people live far away from their workplace due to the expansion of cities and towns. Driving to work is one of the most reliable and efficient choices that they have if they want to arrive at work on time. There are various measures that can be taken to address this problem. Governments need to improve public transport services available to city dwellers, especially commuters. For example, by providing convenient and reliable bus services, governments can reduce people's dependence on their cars. Another measure is for governments to provide more funding for improving and expanding the urban road system. This can make urban traffic more efficient and prevent the volume of traffic from becoming too high in certain areas. In addition, real-time traffic information can be delivered to drivers by radio stations during rush hours, which can help drivers to avoid areas with a high volume of traffic. In summary, there are several causes of this problem. Various steps need to be taken to tackle the problem, such as improving public transport services and urban road systems, and providing drivers with real-time traffic information.